This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is the season when high school students across the state and the country wait anxiously to hear back from colleges and universities.
But here's a recommendation from a growing number of college advisors and career counselors. Don't go to college next year. Now, they're not saying skip college altogether, but rather just wait a year. Put it off. Travel, work, live abroad, do something productive.
In fact, taking a year off, a so-called gap year, between high school and college is not a new idea, but it's becoming increasingly popular and a lot more accepted across the U.S. And there's even evidence to suggest that students who take a gap year actually do better in college than students who don't. And joining us to talk a bit about that is Robert Claggett. Welcome to Radio Boston, Robert Claggett. Good to have you.
Thank you, Anthony. It's great to be here.
First, tell me what you observed about these students when you were at Middlebury.
It actually applied to both the students that I saw at Middlebury and the students at Harvard over many, many years. That the students took a gap year, it was really clear that they had grown up, they had matured, they'd become more focused during their gap year. They didn't engage in some of the kinds of first-year antics, so to speak, that mm-hmm. we see a lot of first-years involved in. And they approached their educations with just a different level of maturity.